was a funny thing.
Being recorded.
There we go. Most of the time, you what?
Most of the time, I'm wearing tech.
Oh, yes, yes.
I've got a smartwatch. I've got a Gear 2, which is still a fantastic thing. And, yeah, the battery life's pretty good. I go 2 days without charging it. Now,
nice.
Apple's got a watch that costs $100 more, lasts half as long, has one-third the features. But,
yeah,
you know, it is come from Apple, though, so it's better.
Well, if you were of the cult of Apple, you would have to have it.
Yeah.
Yes. Speaking of crazy cults, did you like my clickbait headline I put onto the podcast?
I saw the one about Hillary Clinton's fence.
Hillary Clinton scales the White House fence with a bomb.
I did see my first Hillary for President bumper sticker today.
Oh, wow. That's,
for good measure, it was on the biggest, most, just gigantic SUV I've seen in a while.
Well, you know,
Lincoln,
that's the
Navigator.
This is one of those things when, you know, living in the South, when Hillary was running against Obama, oh boy, did they get out the Weissville vote. You know,
yeah.
They really got out the do you really want one of them running your country? That's what the Clintons got out the white supremacy vote in the South. So,
yeah.
So a lot of the people who are going, yeah, we want to right the wrong, we want to get Hillary back in there. Yeah, some of them are just bold faced racist. I'm not a fan of Hillary. I think that's been established. But I have the same reason a lot of other people are.
We'll have to have a podcast drinking game. Anytime you mention Hillary, you know, people have to drink until they die.
One sip every time I mention Hillary, and it will be a drinking game to the death.
That was a joke. Is that any amount of alcohol?
Yes. Oh man! All right, I just really want to plug the podcast that we did last Monday, the 420. The 420 podcast, which I've labeled Hillary Clinton scales the White House fence with a bomb, carrying a bomb, because we started out talking about the most recent White House fence jumper, and we ended talking about Hillary and how she's going to destroy us all. So I think it was a pretty funny clickbait promo headline. So I really want to plug that. Also, I kept in a lot of the technical difficulties. Because it got kind of funny after a while, and then us making fun of Viber, who we love Viber. Viber works better than Google Hangouts, but it has its moments of just sheer stupidity. I don't know if you want to take the tech issue against Viber.
The interesting thing is, like, we can seem to make a call with Viber way easier. If we can ever get the Google Hangouts to work, they seem to be more reliable, robust, but Viber, every time it disconnects, it's like, hey, 5-star, instead of an inconvenience.
Five stars? Yes.
I'm going to push down a flight of stairs and make you thumbs me up on YouTube.
Yeah, that'd be terrible. Also, check us out on Vine. That's another. I want to plug our Vine.
Oh, yeah.
I posted a weird Vine, and I mentioned Star Trek in the Vine. And then next thing I know, I got, like, retweeted and followed by some sort of Star Trek meme thing.
Huh.
Yeah.
I found if you even like a single Spanish-speaking video on Vine, you get a, like, 50 new followers, all with names like Julio and Gabriela and all that. I speak and understand a little bit of Spanish, and there was an actual hilarious line where this guy's, you know, got a touch screen that's a television, clearly a television, and he's claiming it's the new iPhone. And it was a funny, clever vine, but it was in Spanish. So, you know, I hit like, so now I have this massive audience of followers that are like, come on, say something, say.
Well, it's only 6 seconds. I feel like you could do a 6 second movie in Spanish. I feel like anyone could. You could do that pretty easily. You got to figure out how to make it funny, you know?
With Sabe Gigante closing, I have to just have myself be hit in the groin and then have women in hot pants and bikini tops come in and dance.
That would be the way to reach all audiences.
That's the Sabe Gigante.
I know, that's what I'm
modus operandi. They got the formula, you know. That was the key to their success. They had the Sorcerer's Stone of media get hit in the brain and have a large breasted woman react to it.
Are you an old man yelling at people to get off your lawn, or actually at work?
I'm at work. I just yelled at a stick.
Get on the sidewalk!
That's annoying. You knew we were talking to him. Yeah. You know, we're not always dealing with murder and mayhem. Most of the time it's just telling kids to stay out of traffic. But,
They'll show you, I'm going to go stand in the street and show you.
I know.
Tell me what to do.
They're sticking it to the man.
It's like reverse psychology. You can just, reduce your problems and all through reverse psychology. So the news all around in our area, I don't know if it's native to your area, is a local woman that planned to have, like, you know, half the county killed.
What now? About being
convicted.
Let me show my what's going on here. Just a second. This is my brother. We normally record a segment for the show on Wednesdays called Wiretap Wednesdays, where we record each other with Google Voice, and so that's what we're doing right now. So if you say anything, it might pick up on this. Just to give you a heads up. Also, we're discussing some quick news story issues. All right. Yes, that's why we're making fun of him. Okay. All right, what were you saying? The lady was trying to kill everybody in your county?
Yeah, she talked to an undercover cop and wanted to have, like, you know, her husband and brother-in-law and huge stack of people all offed. And I'm probably getting every person involved in the story wrong, but, you know, just one of those things where I don't know if it even counts as... I don't know if it counts as a thing, because you're like, you know, was this person sane enough to actually pull off this concept? You know, were any of these people's lives actually in any danger at any given point?
Right. So was she trying to hire the cop as a hitman, or was she just discussing her plans?
I think it was one of those, you know, let me hire the cop as the hitman, the cop poses as a hitman kind of thing.
Jeez. Yeah, there's a lot of those that always, a lot of times those are husbands trying to kill their wives, and they go to hire the hitman, and then it turns out to be or wives trying to kill their husbands. So it was that plus like four or five other people, huh?
Yeah, it was a largest number of people. So that was the one they were covering wall to wall on my local news.
Yeah, we definitely didn't hear that one up here. Up here, we actually had a pretty scary police killing where the guy got arrested in Baltimore. There's a guy who got arrested, and supposedly he wasn't resisting arrest when he got arrested. And then, according to the police, he started acting up when he got into the car and ended up dying of spinal trauma.
What?
Yeah, and that's so obviously all the police involved have been suspended. And that, which
yeah, is that one of those ones where, you know, the gun got free and he accidentally shot himself in the spine four times?
It seems like it, and it's like, it seems really stupid that any cops would think they could get away with doing something like that, you know, in this day and age when everybody dies on police. I gotta be dead honest with you, you know, I'm the first to try to say, hey, let's look at it from the cops' perspective, but I have dealt with so many Baltimore Police Department officers who are just the dumbest, most crooked people on the planet. And I know there's plenty of good ones, don't get me wrong, but I have dealt with way too many that just come at you with a stupid way of being. Just, I had a private contract up there where an apartment owner had reached out to me to help him secure his apartment complex, which was basically a house that was being subletted, and there was literally drug dealers inside the building that were, you know, holed up in the building, and the cops would always stick up for the drug dealers, not for the building owner, for the drug dealers, you know, the people who bring the business to the community. So, I mean, I've dealt with Baltimore police a few times, and so many times I've been so disappointed. Baltimore police, while working a different contract in West Baltimore, Baltimore police stopped a group of people who were walking along, and you know, they're all dressed in the same style of clothing, covered in tattoos. One of them, who's dressed in hip hop style of clothing, covered in tattoos, is Caucasian. And the cops turn to him and go, what are you doing in this neighborhood? Don't you know this is a black neighborhood? Baltimore police seem to think that there are segregated areas of Baltimore. So I'm not sticking up for Baltimore Police Department. I'm glad to see, I will say that I'm glad to see they suspended those officers, but I think the Baltimore police are, in a lot of ways, just lazy, ignorant, racist police. And you know, I'm sure there's plenty of exceptions. And I hope to God next time, if I'm ever in Baltimore and I meet police, I hope I bump into the exceptions to the rule. I hope if I ever need a police officer in Baltimore, I don't get one that's lazy and, you know, you have to twist his arm to do his job. We honestly had to. The landlord was with me, and we're dealing with the lazy police officer, and the police officer refuses to press any, to help us press any charges against this guy. He refuses to arrest the guy, even though the guy had ripped out wiring from the walls of the place and sold it. And the guy is standing right there going, I live here, this is my house. And the guy who owns the place is going, no, it's not. That's why we called the police on you.
Wow.
So, yeah, and the police officer just keeps saying, no, it's not a crime, it's not a crime. And it's like, it is. Stealing from someone and defacing their you know, destroying their property is a crime. It's like, it is.
So, well, it might be
finally,
an ordinance
after
dragging
it along. Was that?
Yeah, well, we don't know all the laws in Baltimore. There might be a local ordinance that allows that.
Yeah. But after dragging the cop through the house and showing him where all the wiring had been ripped out, then the cop finally begrudgingly agreed to write a criminal citation. So it was ridiculous. So yeah, I crooked Baltimore cops, not really a huge shocker for me. But you probably heard that story, right? That one's made it to you.
No.
No?
Not yet, at least.
Yeah, they're trying to squash the story, make sure it doesn't become another Ferguson.
I'm surprised because usually the news is the ones that, you know, fan those flames to the point that.
Yeah.
And still, you know, my thing is, I still think out of all the poster childs, the guy in New York, asthmatic guy, and of course, you know, maybe it's because I'm an asthmatic as well, but, you know, the guy that, you know, got the death penalty for selling a cigarette.
Yeah.
You know, that's the guy that we should all be, like, rallying our heads.
Right. Well, and that's a big, you know, that's a big libertarian one, too, because the guy got the entire reason why they're talking to him is because he was selling cigarettes.
Yeah.
You know, he wasn't doing anything violent at the time. He was selling cigarettes. And the police were sticking up for the Internal Revenue Service of New York, which was cracking down on people making money without paying taxes. And so they were there as New York's protection service there. You didn't pay your protection money.
Yeah, well, apparently they better pay up or they're going to strangle you to death.
Yeah. And that's a good old mafiosa style, you know? And you think about it like that, you're like, sheesh, the way the tax system works, it turns our police into mafia thugs.
Yeah. But that's the reason why I'm not really in favor of, you know, a lot of the laws we have for commerce, because, you know, you're saying we need to bring guns into this transaction. I mean, if you're making any kind of trade situation into a legal situation, you're involving the potential for, you know, the violent altercations and or armed conflicts with government officials.
Yeah.
At the very worst, you know.
Yeah, it didn't. Yeah. Oh, we do have another crazy story here. Wait just a second. Hey,
whoever has that in Baltimore, is it Craig?
Yeah, we're at our sit-in producer today, our stand-in producer. We have another crazy story in one of the D.C. suburbs, well, actually, more of a Baltimore suburb, a place kind of in between D.C. and Baltimore, called Hanover, Maryland. A dude stabbed his wife in the face, killed her.
Oof.
And this is in the back of a Dunkin' Donuts. So, apparently killed her and then fled. He's still on the run. And I'm guessing there's cameras back there or something because they, the news, you know how normally they go, oh, he allegedly did this. It's like, no, the news is like, yeah, he did it. We're looking for him.
Well, you know what? Behind Dunkin' Donuts, right? Because there's a lot of dough there.
That's stupid.
I'm a dad.
Yes. Yeah, that's a horrific story, though, isn't it? I mean, you think about Freddie Gray. Okay, thank you very much. Yeah, Freddie Gray is the man who was killed in Baltimore there, so that's a story to look up. I'll try to post a link when we get this online.
Yeah, we should get better at posting all the news stories behind the ones we did, because it's, A, hilarious to see how long I was on remembering the details.
Yeah.
those things because, you know, I'll be listening to something and I'll be like, I need to find out more information about this.
I still love going back and looking at ones I can't believe, like the ones I get right, I just go, it had to be wrong. Like, and Cora Masters Bailey couldn't possibly be asking for 100% of the money from a charity. No, man, that's real. It's a real story.
And you're like, wow, what a dick.
Yes. So I edited a lot of that. But I left in my prayer that a molten river of fallen angels sings her to hell. But I did cut that short because we went on for quite a while talking about what a terrible person she is. I didn't get an answer from you. What do you think she's going to do with the money when she steals all the money from me from the charity? What is she going to do with it? My guess was she's going to buy orphans to the black market to drink their blood. But what's your guess?
I for one have always favored the DuckTales diving into a big pool of money swimming around kind of thing.
So you just want Cora Masters Bailey to dive off the springboard into a very solid metal pool.
And I don't think I could do the DuckTales of, you know, use actual coins. That seems, you know, suicide.
Family Guy addressed that one where they Peter dives into it and then he's got his, you know, legs and arms broken and he's yelling, it's not a liquid, it's a very hard metal floor. I think we've covered everything. I don't know. Are we missing anything? Has Hillary done any more hijinks?
That's everything I remember recently, so we can hit it late.
Yes. And remember, if you think everything Hillary does is just precious, and you think Benghazi was a fake, what were they calling Benghazi? A fake scandal? It's another fake scandal that the Republicans are putting out there. If you think Benghazi is a fake scandal, you are in a cult. You have been completely brainwashed. When an ambassador dies, the first ambassador from the United States to die since the 1980s, you're in a cult if you think that doesn't matter, if you think that's not a scandal, if you think that's a fake scandal. So I just want people to wake the hell up and understand that don't let strings be pulled. Don't let yourself just follow the mold and just do what everyone else is doing. Just actually look into it. Why, if you do love Hillary, why do you love her? Really think about it. Do I love her for any reason that would make a good president?
Yep. Sorry, yeah. I'm being moved by the beagle while we talk.
What was that?
Sorry, I'm being nuzzled by a beagle while we talk.
Oh, that's adorable. You should send a picture of your beagle for the podcast.
Yeah. He is adorable. Well, it's been a pleasure talking to you again.
You too. Please fire this off to me post-haste, and we'll get it online.
All right, sounds good.
This is Gunn saying 5-star your Uber drivers and country servers. Have a good night. Stay safe.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.